Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services, and it's Speaking Psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I felt like I was in Venus this morning, you know, overcast and rain and, I don't know, call it what you will, even warm. So, but yeah, I feel good, and I guess I'll take this over a snowstorm right now, which we otherwise would be getting.
Don't worry, baby. It's coming in a few days. It's coming in a few days. Let's talk about something. We're still in January. Folks are trying to figure out ways how to be more productive, how to be better managers, and how to treat people better. Well, let's talk about what we can do to treat each other better and how to do that.
Well, one thing I think we have to look at, Tony, is a lot of people don't realize what friendship or being the Good Samaritan, what that really means.
You know, and Dr. Braccio, before you get into that, why do we forget about that? We're smart, intelligent people.
I think that people just live their life, and often people are ready to help themselves, maybe help a few other family members, but they don't really take into account that when we help everybody, we're really ultimately helping ourselves, because everybody then is a team player and everybody is advancing on the same level in terms of helping and trying to be useful to people. For some reason, people lose that in their life. They become so busy, they become so focused, they move ahead that they really lose track of how they really ought to be treating others, and then they become very upset if somebody, quote, betrays them or doesn't help them or doesn't do something for them. But often, if they were to look in the mirror, they would realize that they also are not being as good of a friend or as good an associate or as good of a person as they could be to their neighbor, to friends, to people they meet in life.
All right, so what can we do to kind of get back on track?
Well, I think what we need to do is take a review of what are things that friends and people do for each other. And these are some things that I have just written down, actually sent to you. And also, if we're talking about a true friend, if we're really taking a little deeper level than just being helpful in life, that's really another you. It's someone you could communicate with. These are people that you respect. You show kindness. You don't try to turn the person into somebody they're not. You understand them when they're not understood, or even if they don't understand themselves. You can listen and understand what the friend does not say. You appreciate each other. You always have someone beside you, always has your back in tough times. Easy to be a friend in good times. Can see and console suffering without being intrusive or overbearing. This is what a real true friend would be. Now, even if we're not going to have that type of a relationship with very few people we're ever going to have that type of relationship in life, but if we try to put those elements in our communication and interactings with people, we're going to be, one, a very nice person, two, we're going to help a lot of people, and three, we're going to get a lot back in terms of friendship and people appreciating what we are doing and who we are. If we don't do things like that, then we will lead a life with some people liking us, some people not liking us, but not having as successful a life as we could have. And part of this I didn't mention right here, but part of it is staying away from toxic people and people that are clearly not friends and not helpful to you.
You have to let them go.
You have to let them go. That's really part of life, because you want to lead a happy life by surrounding yourself with people that make you feel better about yourself, help you be better, and also people that you can help and you can feel better in that sense. So that's where the mutuality of friendship and caring and doing unto others and hoping they do unto you the same way. It's the golden rule in life, and I think it hasn't changed for thousands of years, and it really won't if we just try to be basically a good person. We might fail at times. If our goal is to be the good person, then that will get us a long ways.
What about a business owner or manager or boss? I can hear him saying, I don't have the time to do all that stuff.
I think that a boss is in the same situation. I think when you respect workers, when you respect the people that you actually make your life with, and they're with you as part of a team, it is important that they be treated with respect and caring, you're going to have people that have different personalities. So that's part of what, you know, one of the things I mentioned, we don't try to remake people that aren't going to be remade and are actually quite happy the way they are. But as a boss, we try to mold a team together. That's part of leadership, too. It's caring for people, but also being able to be a leader, give people the vision of how you see something is to be done, and turn yourself into a caring, working team with a goal, with objective. That's a hard task to do, I might add. But it's another part of friendship and another part of developing teamwork.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Make sure you check out drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a good time. Good, always nice talking to you, Tony. Bye-bye.